Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Saints and poets, they know it. Maybe the neighbor does too. Who's to say, who's to see? The only one I know for sure is me. Senses stirring, eyes blurring, not understand why you speak. Too much sight, never known. I'm blinded by the thought of you alone. Waited 20 years before I could breathe in. Here's the kind of love that I can believe in. Waited all my life before I could see a boy as beautiful as thee. Chapters be riddled in rhyme. Author, please answer me. If those I love will always be with me. Waited 20 years before I could breathe in. Here's the kind of love that I can believe in. Waited all my life before I could see a boy as beautiful. Forgets me, I let me. Memories get lost every hour. What's the point? I'm carefree. Someone to keep this moment close to me.
That is a new starlet in the world of jazz today, singer, songwriter, and ukulele player Gracie Turzian, with the tune Saints and Poets off her impressive latest EP. These days, she is living in New York City, but she grew up in the Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. While Gracie was growing up, she remembered her dad spinning a great deal of good music. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what she had to say about listening to that tasty jazz her father played.
He played a lot of jazz music around the house growing up, so I was exposed to it when I was young. He played a lot of Thelonious Monk and Count Basie and Duke Ellington, that kind of music. So I heard it when I was little a lot and sort of fell in love with it at a young age, which was fortunate for me.
So on May 5th, 2015, she released her debut EP, Saints and Poets, and it debuted on Billboard and quickly became number 3 on the jazz album charts on iTunes. So along with the jazz, Gracie has worked extensively in theater and film as an actor and a composer. And with a distinctive voice and a robust work ethic, she is destined to have a long career in music and make sure that she gets etched into that jazz strata above us. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Dimino, coming to you from the home of our own jazz singers giving the world some quality music with Deborah Brown and Megan Birdsall, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, here and ready to give you our catalog of the finest jazz possible. Keeping the quality alive on this hour of music, here's Major Glenn Miller with the American Band with the tune Anvil Chorus off the 1944 album The Lost Recordings.
This is Gracie Terzian. My EP, Saints and Poets, recently hit the Billboard charts and iTunes charts. I hope you like it. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Bye.
That was trombone man and composer Julian Priester with the 1960 tune The End off the EP Keep Swinging. So over his career, he gigged with cats like Sun Ra, Max Roach, Duke Ellington, John Coltrane, and the great Herbie Hancock. All of this started at Chicago's DuSable High School when he studied under Walter Dueb. And during his teen years, he played with blues legends Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley. And it was between 1961 and 69 he was a sideman on albums by Freddie Hubbard, Stanley Turrentine, Blue Mitchell, Art Blakey, Joe Henderson, and the list goes on and on and on. And he also took part in John Coltrane's Africa Brass Ensemble. So let's get back into the jazz vocals here on the show. Here's Dee Daniels next on Neon Jazz with her tune, Almost Like Being in Love.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. Swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Should it did 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 you do?
Thank you.
That was jazz composer, pianist, organist, and bandleader Carla Bley with the 1993 tune Fresh Impression off her Big Band Theory CD. This Oakland native was heavily influenced by her father, who was a piano teacher and church choir master. He urged her to sing and learn the piano. And after giving up the church to immerse herself in roller skating at the age of 14, she eventually moved on to New York City at the age of 17 and became a cigarette girl at Birdland. And it was there that she met jazz pianist Paul Bley and married him in 1957. And Paul also told her to start composing. From that start, she became a huge influence on the free jazz movement of the 1960s. And over the years, she performed with cats like Gary Burton, George Russell, Art Farmer, John Scofield, and many others. With his quintet in tow, here's Charlie Kohase with the tune No Dog, No Bike off the 2007 CD Good Deeds. Thank you.
Hey, this is Lauren Cohn talking to you from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz, greatest jazz show in the U.S. with Joe Dimino.
That was St. Petersburg Russian-born jazz saxophonist Igor Butman with the tune Buratino off his CD Magic Land. This virtuoso saxophonist and bandleader was introduced to American audiences by saxophonist Grover Washington Jr. Another big fan of Igor and getting him into the American audience is trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. And dig this, President Bill Clinton called Igor his favorite living saxophone player. After moving to New York in 1989, he worked with the Lionel Hampton Orchestra, and from there, as they say, the rest is history. Joined by The Plunge, here's Mark McGrane next on the program with the 2015 song The Jilt off the album In for the Out, and That Is Right.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, keeping the vibe alive. We'll be right back.
That was New York City jazz pianist and Hammond organist Sam Yahel with his trio in tow with the tune Checkup off his 2007 CD Truth and Beauty. And over the years, he has gigged with cats like Joshua Redman, Ryan Kaiser, Wycliffe Gordon, Bill Frisell, and many others to get his name out there. Here's the jazz bandman Sid Millward with his band in tow, giving you the tune Someday Sweetheart off a cool CD compilation called The Golden Age of British Dance Bands circa 38 to 39, and was it ever.
Thank you. I'm John Raymond, and I'm a jazz trumpet player from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was South African pianist and composer Abdullah Ibrahim with the 2014 tune For Coltrane off his CD The Song Is My Story. And as you can imagine, his music is an amalgamation of his childhood in the multicultural port areas of Cape Town, ranging from the traditional African songs to the gospel of the AME church and ragas, to the more modern jazz and many of those Western styles, all blended into one. And finally, on this hour of Neon Jazz Together, we call it all back down to the local KC scene. Here's the great pianist Eddie Moore with his Outer Circle live circa 2015 in Kansas City with the cover of Herbie Hancock and Robert Glasper's tune, Riot. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man who spins the finest wax ever pressed, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.